Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Listening to TV songs throughout the years? Sharpen your brain and lube up your ears. If you can guess the TV show, like the witches, you'll be in the know. Play along and see how strong your 70s, 80s, and 90s TV show theme song prowess is. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hi, welcome to Witchy Wednesday. This is the podcast. What?
Witchy Wednesday.
Are you just talking in
yes.
the background? Okay.
Yes.
This is the podcast, Good Witch, Bad Witch, with your host, Shelley Majors.
Heidely ho.
Daryl Brown, the man witch with two N's.
Double N, yep, I'm here. Let's go.
Yay, and I am your bad witch, Lisa Brown.
And in the studio today, we have a special guest.
We do.
Yes, we have the tech witch with us today.
Where? Oh, I'm here.
Yes.
Everybody give it up for the tech witch. Okay, thank you very much. I am here for a short time.
Well, wouldn't be here for a tall time, that's for sure.
We love you a long time.
Oh, very funny, very funny. So, we want to we're going to have a really, really good show today, you guys. I think that you'll be excited. This is going to be a game, and it's going to be with music, so you're going to be really excited. But before that, let's do
It's My Life.
It's my life, it's now or never.
All right. Well, I got some exciting news, guys.
Tell us all about it.
Your man witch went and did something that's... I don't think guys really call it very manly, but I went and got a facial.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Everybody should do that.
Oh, my God. You know what? It was it was great. Mm-hmm. I loved it. You know, I've never had my lips massaged, I guess. I don't know.
Is that what they call it these days?
Wow. That's new.
But... It was pretty cool, you know. I've got these little I think they're fat deposits or oil deposits. Fat deposits. Oil deposits on my face.
And the little gal that did my
facial and stuff, she went over to the because she's an intern right now. She's just learning. So she went over to the main gal and said, "He's got these little bumps and stuff," and he kind of put that on this page that he was worried about him. And she goes, "But other than that, he has great skin."
Okay.
And I'm like, right on, man, I got green skin. So the gal goes, well, just use your little cheat sheet. You know, it'll show different bumps in the face stuff. She goes, do that. And she goes, I would work on that area, but don't irritate it. Mm-hmm. She goes, just kind of work on it a little bit and stuff and let me know. So you know, I didn't know. They were kind of kidding back and forth with me. And then they said, hey, would you mind something spicy on your face?
What?
And I said, only if it comes with guacamole. And so, they were just fun as could be. And it's an hour-long session. And she is running a special right now because she is an intern. And it's a $25?
$25 intern special. Rebecca is the owner of the Lashing Room.
Wonderful.
And I can put on her address.
All the info, yeah.
Yeah, she trades with me, so she's been getting her manis and pedis, and she gave me and Daryl the facials, and it's awesome. And so it's in Arvada, the name of the place. It's right across the street from my salon on Ralston. And it's called The Lashing Room. The intern's name is Lindsay, mm-hmm. but you can get on their website and book with Lindsay or any of her other interns for the intern special, which is $25.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was fun. I didn't know that I was done because my face still felt really gooey.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I never had my lips massaged, so she put a little cream on my lips.
Yeah.
Little boy in me. But so she goes, okay, we're all done. So I sat up and I'm like, God, I'm really greasy. Should it end like this? You know? So I walk across the street to our place and I get upstairs and I told Lisa, I go, oh God, I got to wash my face. She goes, no.
Leave it.
That's got to soak in and everything. That's going to help your skin and everything. And I go, can I at least wipe my lips off?
I bet you looked all slimy like a newborn baby.
I looked like a glazed donut for sure. Yeah, it was awesome. But I highly recommend it. And, you know, seriously, helps a kid out learn a little bit more about her craft. And $25, come on, that's a deal,
that
son.
That is a steal.
Yeah.
And of course, you should tip the girl.
Oh, yeah, we did. I did tip her. It was cute because I go, and this is for you. And she got excited.
Uh-huh.
And I said, so do you mind if I say your name? I said, we do a podcast. I was going to say that, I got the facial stuff and everything. And she got so excited. She goes, oh, my God, I've never been on a podcast or said anything or had my name. She goes, my brother does one in California and never has had me on.
That little punk.
So yeah. I'm giving a shout out to Lindsay. So there we go.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you much.
I'm excited to get a spicy lip massage.
Yeah.
It sounds really refreshing.
The lip stuff that they put on is like a vanilla orange creamsicle.
Okay.
It was really, really good. It was a little bit for me too. It was like too much because I don't usually put stuff on my lips.
Wait, right. Did you say vanilla cream?
Orange cream.
Orange. Was your
I don't think I had the same experience as you got.
Well, I'm going to be a lip licker.
Oh, yeah. Mine was like an orange vanilla cream.
Yeah, mine had no flavor.
Oh, really? Uh-oh. It was good, but I had to kind of wipe it off too. Uh-huh. So I was like, that was a little, yeah.
Well, that sounds great. The lashing room. That's
the lashing room. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yay.
Let's do it, everybody.
Okay, well, that's your life, right?
Yeah, that's what I got going on in my life.
What's going on in your life?
Mine's briefer. So Monday I got a screw screwed into the bone in my upper jaw.
Oh, lucky.
Because I'm going to get a dental implant.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted implants. I didn't know that it would be like this. But in any case, it's going to be in my face and my tooth.
Oh.
And that is happening.
Like a B cup or a C cup?
I was hoping for a nice low D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
low D? No?
Yes. Like a lowercase
it's
D.
It's a T for tooth, though.
Yeah, I'm getting a teacup in my mouth. But in any case, I've been on antibiotics and Tramadol for that, which is a pain opioid medicine or whatever. And I have not drank in 3 days, which is no big deal to most people in the universe.
Uh-huh.
But it's weird for me because I didn't realize how much I used it as a habit. Like, for instance, I usually have a glass of wine with dinner or, one while I'm watching TV right before bed and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I usually have two or three while I'm doing the podcast. And now I'm having diet root beer. So just as a observational test, listeners, tell me if I'm funnier or less funny when I'm don't drink. Exactly. So remember on Friends with Fun Bobby? And it's like, you're dating Fun Bobby.
Yeah.
And then he stopped drinking because Monica said she was worried about him.
Yeah.
And then he was a total drag.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a total of 5 days. I think I'll survive it.
Yeah. Well, and you've gone three now, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So two more.
You got this. You're over the hump, man.
I actually feel pretty good.
Good.
Right on. Okay. Watch it.
So this is about a facial. We got facials. We got a lip teeth thing happening now. It's Lisa's turn.
Okay.
I wonder if it's the upper body or lower body. What do we got?
Neither.
Okay.
I'm sorry I didn't get the memo on the face thing. Let me try to... No, I was going to... You know what? Actually, now... Because I didn't really have anything. I was just going to talk about the fact that we were moving the salon. But that's not really that interesting. Let's talk about my face. Isn't it pretty?
No, let's do that. Heads up.
No. I'm really, really angry about something. And I shake my fists in anger.
Ooh, here we go.
She looks furious.
I really want colored contacts.
Uh-huh.
And they only go up to a -8.
And you're minus 12, 13, 14, 10.
10 to 12,
you missed
depending.
The cusp by just a couple of...
Yeah.
Yeah. And
blind people need to be hot, too.
Yeah,
seriously.
Really?
And they have them for like $2.99 now a pair. It's ridiculous on the
$299?
No, $2.99.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are they on?
It's I'll give you the link.
I'm gonna get me some purple eyes.
Yeah, I want purple eyes. I want a green pair.
Fun.
I want a purple pair.
Yeah,
they even have glitter.
Ooh,
fuck that.
Yeah, ooh. You can get them now because you got your damn eye surgery.
Uh-huh.
What is wrong with all you?
Thanks
people?
For being happy. For
oh
me.
Yeah, you're right.
Lisa needs new eyeballs.
I need, if anybody knows of a company that has colored contacts that go up
above
past
a 10.
Minus 10,
mm-hmm.
I would be so happy. And that's all. So yeah, that's my life. That's that means that my life is pretty okay.
If
that's the worst thing I'm worried about.
That's your complaint.
Yeah, I mean, I could complain about this move.
But who would listen?
But who would listen? Nobody
right.
cares. So I want some colored contacts,
yes.
And that is all.
You
all
can
right.
live vicariously through me. I'll get some glitter eyeballs.
Yeah.
I'll look
at
a disco ball.
Look at how pretty Shelly is.
Disco
with
eyes.
My brand, with my root beer brand on.
She wants a disco ball in her eyes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
cool.
Perfect.
It'd be groovy, in fact.
Yes, that would be groovy.
Yeah.
Okay, really. If you would get purple.
Just to see what it looked like, yeah.
If you could get any color eyes, what would it be?
Probably like an emerald green.
Yeah, I always wanted to have red hair and green eyes. Paul, yeah. What color eyes would you get?
Probably red.
Red?
Evil red.
I could get those
for whites? Or
I kind of would like the
iris. I would kind of like, because they do also, that place has the...
Happy faces and shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like cat eyes and all that stuff too.
Yes.
So, or a blackout or whatever and stuff. So, it's called like my IBB or something like that.
Okay,
I'll find it.
You can look like you're on meth.
Right, yeah, my IBB.
Black irises.
Woo! Okay, that is all. We will be back with our fun.
This is going to be a great one.
Paul's getting the music together and all the things. Oh my God, so exciting.
Oh my God!
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Everybody, welcome back. Big news, we are doing a musical game show today.
Yes.
This one is very specific. We are going to be guessing the theme songs from TV shows. And to host and do all the technical stuff, and mostly to host, is going to be the equanimous, I don't know. Think of a good adjective for Paul.
Badass.
Louis Wapo and Badass.
Louis Wapo.
Tech Witch.
Hey.
He's choked up now.
I'm here. Thank you for that introduction.
Do you need a liquid? Shelly,
I do have a liquid, and okay. I'm ready to go all in.
Woo!
Okay,
woo!
TV theme show music here. Okay, TV themes. So we're just going to start.
Do you want us to
I want to test the buzzers, because I want to hear Daryl's buzzer.
Okay.
Okay.
Get the door.
And how about yeah, Lisa? Honk, honk. I like
honk.
That one.
Honk, honk.
Oh,
Shelly's is the prize fighter. Door.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now I got it.
Okay.
I'm going to watch everybody's hands. No cheating. Honk, honk. Okay. And we're just going to go.
Okay.
This first song is going to come up. Well, you know what? We did not test the input, but we're...
That's okay.
Let's try it.
Okay.
No sound. Oh, we need to start over.
Okay,
sound is silent.
Oh. Yes.
Where's the input there? Yeah, let's start over. Do overs, everybody. Good Lord, I knew we missed something. Sound, Daryl?
Yeah.
Are you not hearing it? Right.
No, we're not hearing.
No,
it.
It's right here. So, hold on. Go to there.
Okay, there we go.
Sorry, Paul. I had your. You remember you told me to turn your. You
mic
wanted
off?
Your mic, yeah. So I moved it over to mic instead of that. Okay, we're good.
Okay, so it's coming.
We can cut that out and then just start from like.
Or we can let people hear the process.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, it's good. Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're building anticipation.
All right, you guys ready?
I'll jump right back in.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
And okay, so we're gonna go with the first song right here. Now I gotta do editing. Oh my goodness! Okay. We're gonna come right in with this first song. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's rock and roll with this one.
Charles in Charge.
That is. Correct.
Oh, wow.
Good job. Yeah. Impressive. I don't remember ever hearing that.
I do.
Charles in charge of our lives.
And
nobody wants Chuck in charge of him anymore.
Now, my question is, can they, are the pod people hear that too?
Yeah, it's, yeah. It's
okay.
That's cool.
That's why we're doing it this way.
That would be a really boring show.
They're going to be shouting
now, can
at
these
us.
Guys?
Probably not.
They can't hear it
not
there,
the
though.
Video.
The video people can't.
No,
but they can on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So watch the podcast and go, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like a silent movie for you.
So yeah, you have to watch both, Patreon people.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. Okay. First point goes to the man witch.
Nice. Good job, Daryl.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice job. Okay, we're gonna just move. You know, we're gonna get easier. We're gonna get harder. I am gonna go with this one. Stand by, everybody.
Mork and Mindy.
She was a bonger first.
Just throw out Ork and Indy. Is what you said.
You said Ork and Indy.
Which is wrong anyways.
Yes.
Ork and Indy. It's not. It's Mork and Indy. Anyway.
Yes. Okay. Oh, the M is silent.
The M is
silent. So the bad witch for the point.
No. I get a point and you get a point taken away.
No.
Oh. No?
No, we all don't right do that.
Yeah, well, I'm the one giving points, aren't I?
Suck it. Okay, Paul.
Okay, so, wait.
Okay.
We are, as we're going, you can't yell it until Paul says...
You ring your bell.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just got a little orc and appy. I like it.
Okay.
And you have to enunciate.
So yes, yeah, I get it. I'm going to... there's a test on grammar today too.
Yeah, or
this one's gonna be somewhat easy, and of course, and I'm waiting for the Good Witch to figure this one. Here we go.
Okay.
Stand by. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
And yes, Shelly.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
That's I'll leave it up to the bar people. And she's straight right now, so that's.
Cheers.
Damn it.
Pew.
All right, we're moving right along.
Everybody okay.
Stand by. Here we go in 3, 2, and 1. Hey.
Chips.
Yes, sir.
Love
the Man-Witch with chips.
Goodness.
Very nice.
I forgot, Shelly, they're so much older than us.
That and somebody's been watching reruns.
That's true.
And you got to remember, I'm the one that told him about the show.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, he didn't. We never passed notes or anything.
No, we didn't. No.
That's why we didn't use Shelly's disc. He's like, she memorized that disc.
Oh. I did. Okay.
No.
Okay, we got another one coming up here in about 3, 2, 1.
Dallas.
Wow.
That is correct.
Wow.
I
was an only child.
Oh, my God. Father Time is killing
us. Yes, four brothers and sisters.
I stayed home with my mommy a lot.
Youngest child syndrome is what it is.
Right. Okay, so that he watched a lot of TV.
I sure did.
It was black and white back in
our It was.
All right, this one will be a little more difficult because it's earlier.
Okay.
It seems today...
And
Family Guy.
Got it.
Beautiful, Shelly.
Family Guy for a point.
Just really fast, do you guys remember when we were upstairs and I said, I'm going to win?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was wrong.
It's early.
Okay.
Yeah, we got 40 more to go.
Okay.
we have quite a few to go.
Great.
Right. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Here comes another older-ish one, but I think everybody will get this one. 3, 2, and 1. What would we do,
baby? Family Ties.
That is correct.
Wow.
Ties of the Man Witch.
What would we do, baby? If you can sing it, you get a point.
Without us.
It's not in my range.
Sha-la-la-la.
Yes, it did have a good sha-la-la-la.
Now, I forgot how much older we were when I put this together, because it all rung a bell to me. So, okay, they'll get it. No, the ladies will maybe guess this.
I knew that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's just faster.
Yes.
And I'm using my left hand.
I am too, dude.
Oh. Okay.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, baby, I hear the...
Yes.
Frasier?
Good Frasier's job. Correct.
Yes.
Dates.
That's right up Shelly's
ass.
She likes
ding-dong.
It. Yeah, you just smashed it.
You're smashing your ding-dong.
Do you want the blue ding-dong instead?
I think it'll be
I think the blue ding-dong's donged out.
I might have unstuck it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
She stuck her ding-dong. Okay, everybody, ladies, should probably maybe get this one.
Okay.
And Shelly.
Glee?
Glee is correct.
Oh, God.
1 point.
And Lisa was right on the cusp.
I should have got that. I think I'm the only one here who watched Glee.
I
watched Glee. Did you? Uh-huh.
Not me.
I was expecting the bad witch to get this one. Everybody will get this one. Get your hands ready. Don't slip off. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. And Lisa.
Golden Girls.
That's correct.
You guys?
I went.
Yeah.
Teacher.
GG.
Thank you for being a friend.
I got that show. Is all those ladies dead now?
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. B. Arthur's still around, isn't she?
No, B. Arthur went early before.
Now, what about the lady that played Sophia?
She died first.
No. Mm-hmm.
And she was the youngest.
She was. She had Alzheimer's dementia.
That's terrible.
Something like that, yeah.
Betty White was the last of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God bless her.
Mm-hmm. I brought the whole
show. I'm really
show
depressed.
Over.
All right, we'll pick it up. Oh, I think okay. We already. No. Hmm? Let's. I'm sorry. And we're going to do this one.
Fantasy Island?
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, I know it!
I Dream a Genie.
No.
Okay, I get to hear it all.
Oh, yeah.
Give her some more.
Okay, Shells.
Falcon Crest?
No.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
I'm
so furious.
Oh
my mother's over there in that chair rocking, going, "You little bastard, we watched that."
I just heard the ding.
Correct. And Falcon's Crest, Dynasty, and you know, Dallas, all kind of the same.
Yeah.
They were so good.
They were great.
Joan Van Ark.
I Dream a Genie was nowhere close to that. Wow.
Great show, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and try this one. 3, 2, 1. I have to keep track. What would
we do, baby? We already did this one.
Yeah, we did.
See?
Still family ties.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Game guy.
Game guy.
He's no Chuck Woolery.
I'm not.
2 and 2.
2 and 2.
It's too bad you couldn't highlight what you've done already.
I just have to remember. That's the problem.
Okay.
All right, this one is gonna. This one's different, I guarantee it.
Okay.
Nobody knows where they might end up. Nobody knows.
The Stumper?
Twin Peaks.
No.
Okay.
Great
it just
guess.
Seems like
eerie.
Creepy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
I'm out.
Good God, I don't know, sir.
That? Good. I stumped you.
Yeah, Paul gets a point.
I get a point.
Can I try?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
Big Bang Theory?
No.
Okay.
No. Grey's Anatomy.
We didn't watch the show.
Nope, none of us.
That's on our list.
Let's
yeah.
start.
Well,
there's
start
only
watching.
27
I thought
seasons.
The song went like, Grey's Anatomy, Dr. McDreamy.
Grey's Anatomy, I like doctors.
Well, if they ever do a reboot, we'll make sure we hire these gals to sing the theme song.
Perfect.
Paul okay. Stump. I'm going to put Paul Stump.
Paul's
Stump.
Paul Stump.
I did stump you. Mm-hmm. So we got
you
this
sure
one.
Did.
And here comes this one in 3, 2, 1. No, really. Well, 3, 2, 1.
I Dream a Genie. No. Hill Street Blues?
Daryl.
Oh, was it Shell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you get one taken away.
Now you do. I was watching The Hands. I did not
and
hear
you are just spewing about.
He said he was watching The Hands.
Should we just do Hands if my thing is broken?
What's going on with your guy? That sucks.
Okay.
I think...
We spend good money on props like this.
Should we do Hands instead?
Yeah, let's do Hands.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because you might not be able to hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because
okay.
with everybody banging, maybe
so in the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody Hands this time.
Okay. So we just gave Paul another job, but now you use your eyes instead
no,
of your
no,
ears.
No, no, no.
Well, we'll all
easier.
See it.
Yeah. We will.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sorry, guys.
Keep me honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Yes. Lisa?
I Dream a Genie.
There.
That's
yes!
I was waiting for it!
I was waiting for that one!
Perfect. That was a great theme song.
Yeah, it was.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
I liked it.
She's
it was
goddess.
The closest thing to like first seeing chicks' boobies when I was a kid.
Yeah.
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 She was basically just wearing
a bra.
She
had to cover up her belly button. Did you know that?
They didn't care that she showed more up here. They didn't want the belly button scene.
Yeah, weird.
Yep.
Okay.
Crazy. Good fun facts right there.
Yeah.
Here's the next one in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, Mr. Brown.
I love the Lucy.
You do love the Lucy.
Good job.
Ink and Orky.
You got some splainers to do, Lucy.
Ork and Indy.
Ork and Indy. It was the one that came from
the other planet.
Yeah. Yes.
Ork and Indy.
This is gonna be
you
fun.
Guys.
Get your don't pull your shoulders out raising your hands for this one. Y'all are gonna get it at the same time. Keep me honest. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Perfect.
Wait a minute.
You were right.
We all went at the same time.
I think you did.
Can we all just say it at the same time?
1, 2, 3. Jeopardy.
That took too long, frankly.
That was great.
What's going on? Are we hearing this?
So just so that the people that can't see this, Shelly and Daryl have their hands up close to their ear. Mine was flat on the table. So I'm thinking it took, since they all went up at the same time, mine was the fastest because it came from the downwards.
Thou dost protest.
Me and Shelly are testifying.
Nobody told you couldn't have it by your shoulder like a head.
Me and Shelly are testifying.
Okay. I'm doing that too.
We can reverse this and you hold them up and then put them down.
That's true.
That's right. Every millisecond counts. It's like Olympic swimming.
Let's keep everybody honest here.
Right. Yeah.
With this show in 3, 2, 1. Shelly!
Is that one X-Files?
No.
Okay.
Paul's got a stumper.
Can I guess and not get a point?
Yes.
Knight Rider?
Correct.
Oh, good one.
Who are you guys?
I'm still going to say that's a Paul Stumper.
Yeah, that's a Paul Stumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
That's it. I can't believe I didn't get that one.
Right.
Yeah, well, because you didn't see the flashing red light.
It was on every Friday night right after. No, just kidding.
All right, well, what was the car, Daryl?
Kit.
No, what was
it? Firebird.
It was a Firebird.
Yes. Fire chicken. Fire.
We partied our Hasselhoff.
He's good in Germany.
That's right.
He's good in Germany. Okay, this one's another stumper, I bet. In 3, 2, 1. Okay, yes, Lisa.
That is God damn it. Tom Selleck one.
Correct, but that's not the name of the movie. That's real. Sorry. You can't.
Okay.
I think there comes a time limit. Yes, Daryl.
Magnum P.I.
Damn you!
Even with the Tom Selleck, I was thinking Hawaiian P.I. Yeah. Wow. Mustachio.
I was like, Miami Vice, but that's not it. That's not it. Mustachio.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark and Mustachio.
Jeez. Okay. And everybody's, this one's going to be another stumper, I guarantee. A point for the man, the tech witch. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know.
I know. Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm, who, yes.
Wow, yes, impressive.
That's correct.
That was a good show.
Brian Cranston fan right here.
Yes, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody get your arms ready. Don't throw the shoulders out.
I swear we look like we're testifying.
We did.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Love and marriage.
Bam! The man which.
Nice. Married with Children, one of my most favorite shows ever.
That was another one of those nice things to watch.
Right after The Simpsons.
Yeah, true.
And the Tracy Ullman Show.
Yeah.
Because that's what brought The Simpsons about, was the Tracy Ullman Show.
Correct. Okay.
Back to position. Oh, Lisa's way up there. Look, she's like.
I know, that's getting kind of. Sally.
But it has to be by your ear. By your ear. Okay.
The Good Witch, I really can't see your hand until it goes up. So that. Okay. There.
Is that easier?
It is.
Okay.
For him.
Optical wise.
But she's terrible at left hand raising.
Because it's broken.
Right. Okay.
If I lose, it's because my disability.
We'll give her an extra point.
We're going to give her an extra ADA now. Okay.
Maybe I could just wave weekly.
Guys,
I know.
It's like this.
I know.
We'll give this one a try. Everyone is
raise it with my good hand.
Everyone's gonna get this at the exact same time. I guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Lisa.
I think so too.
Mash.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at me, I'm all.
I said like three notes.
I was watching Shelly too long. Tune. I'm like, she gonna go up?
Can she do it, folks?
I'm really strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And three, two, one. And the manwich.
Miami Vice.
You got it!
Wow!
He almost lost it.
I was thinking of the picture of dude in the white suit came on. I'm like,
White suit, dude.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Who was the actors? The actor. One of the actors.
Don Johnson.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the partners' names were something in Tubbs.
Tubbs, yeah.
Tubbs.
Mork and Tubbs.
That was Nilly. Right.
Damn it.
Tubbs.
Mork and Tubbs.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Chips
go back,
and
back into your childhood nightmares with this one. Hey, Mr. Brown.
Master Rogers. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Enunciation counts, Mr. Rogers. I'll give that. Not Master Rogers.
Master Rogers.
That was the
British one.
Master Roberts.
In the tub. Master Bates in the tub.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're all gonna guess this one. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. And
Night Court.
You got it.
Wow.
Good Lord Almighty.
I'm telling you, I stayed home a lot, guys.
You are really, really good at this.
Yeah, you are.
Who knew?
Who knew? Next up, three.
Should I just drop out now?
At least for five.
I'm gonna stump you with a couple.
Okay.
Here we go.
The Fresh Prince.
You got it.
Get the hell out of here.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped upside down.
Upside down.
And I'd like to take a minute to survive.
Get that man's name out of your mouth.
It's the man with stand right here.
All right.
He goes around smacking people now.
Should have known it was the Fresh Prince.
This one is very, very easy. Get ready. Don't throw your shoulders out of place with this one. Bam, Mr. Brown.
Seinfeld.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Serenity now!
Serenity now.
Want to. I think, don't break
you
her.
Little pugs. He's right. A rascal.
And we're going to do this one.
He never wins, though, Shelley. It's okay.
This is a television series.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Mr.
Battlestar Galactica?
No! Now he's getting donkey. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Star Wars. No?
I'm going to say it, but it's not. I know it. I could sing it. Star Trek? It's not.
No.
Go ahead, Shelley. One guess.
One guess that starts with shh.
It sounds like the same conductor as the Star Wars.
Of course.
A John Williams deal.
But
I don't fucking know.
Superman.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
That guy really is super.
I don't believe it was John Williams.
That was good.
Yes.
So, is that a stumper?
Stumper.
That's a stumper. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Stumpalinski.
Quite a bit. It's like that song, Put Glasses On, and nobody knew who it was.
Exactly.
And where did Superman work?
At the Daily Planet.
Daily Planet.
Yeah, Daily Planet, yes. Not the Daily Tribune.
Inquirer. No. All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. Oh, we got a tie. I think Shelly.
Shelly did get it.
Taxi.
You got it.
Good job.
Thanks. You know what the name of the song is?
No.
Angela's theme.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Who's Angela?
I don't know.
Okay.
It was her theme.
Angela.
Angela's theme.
3, 2, 1.
Hey. Greatest American Hero?
No.
Oh.
The A-Team.
Yes, I know it. I pity the fool.
Good job, Shell.
Thank you.
That is great.
I never win anything. I'm probably not going to win this either.
Now, this one, we can, okay, I'm not going to cheat. But 3, 3, 2, 1.
Our whole universe was in a high.
Yes, Lisa.
Big Bang Theory.
That's your Big Bang. Ah. That's your Big Bang of the night. Anyway, okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. And Mr.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Very good.
Just
some
good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
Okay.
Got the Daisy Dukes in it.
We're going to go back
Roscoe
a little.
Roscoe Pico train.
Roscoe Pico.
Right.
Yay. All right. In 3, 2, 1.
When the world never.
Mr. Brown.
Hey. Facts of life?
Wow.
Did you see me? I went like this, Lisa. I was cutting.
Slow motion.
I think he found his calling.
He did.
Blair, I think you're right.
That's right.
Tootie. We talk about Tootie in the next one.
Yeah, we did.
Tootie. Yeah.
So much Tootie.
Well, what's the story, Daryl? What, Tootie in the nail salon, you guys said? What?
Her sister did Tootie's nails one time.
That's correct.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tootie's nails.
There's a little,
Kimberly Fields.
I did a little
Easter egg for our listeners.
Yeah.
Here we go. And 3, 2, 1. Shelly!
That one is the greatest American hero.
That is very good. Absolutely the greatest. Yeah. Yes, absolutely right.
Did you think that guy looked like Robert Redford kind of when he was young?
Somebody told my brother Monty that he looks like William Cat.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I sang that song in some kind of thing in
like
fourth grade.
How was it?
I don't remember.
I'm walking on air.
Never thought I'd go
so free. Yeah.
And, you know, I think, I was going to write this down. Forgive me. Somebody can maybe Google this. And I think Alan Thicke sung that song. No, he did not.
William Cat played the main character.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who sang.
Alan Thicke could have sang good.
William Hung.
Alan.
William B.
Hung. I'll look on our break.
We'll come back to that one. But yeah. I read something. It's either the Family Ties theme song or no. Okay.
Okay.
It could have been Alan
Thicke. Alan Thicke, and I think that hits my head. I should have wrote it down.
Impressive.
And here we go. This one. Okay. And 3, 2, 1. And Mr. Brown.
Bum, 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 and the Munsters.
Man, I don't.
Is that it?
That is it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Is this what attracted you to Daryl in the beginning?
I didn't
know it,
but. Oh, yeah, no.
I had no idea that he was a TV head.
That sounded like Austin Powers to me.
It did a little
bit. Dun, 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 no, no, no.
Okay, and 3, 2, get your hands ready. Y'all are going to get. Guess this would be Before the Man Witch. And Shelly.
The Simpsons.
You got
Good
it.
Good job,
Stinks.
Shelly. Don't!
Don't!
Okay. No.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
And Shelly.
The Wonder Years?
Yes, very good.
Shelly's coming back in black.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you guys, we got 5 more.
Okay.
This is fun, Paul.
This is fun. This is great. Who thought of this?
In 3, 2, 1.
The X-Files. I love that show. Yeah, huh?
Lisa looked really pissed.
I can't get my arm up fast enough.
Come on, we got Gimpy over here doing just fine.
I'm doing 2 things at once. She's multitasking.
She is.
And I have a little dog down here. Ow, ow. She's biting my arm.
Yeah,
ow,
yeah.
Ow.
Get your hand up.
Everybody's going to get this one. What's our points? Now that we have 4 left.
Daryl has 15.
Oh.
Shelly has 10. Lisa has 6. And Paul stumped us 3 times.
Good. Ooh. That's good. That's a good ratio. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a takeaway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Runaway.
Sounds like a takeaway. A giveaway. But let's try this.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Men, men, men.
And Lisa.
2.5 men.
No.
What?
That was 2.5. I'm correct. You're correct. I'm kidding.
Get that little rascal.
I had to.
I was overthinking it because I'm like, maybe it's called something else.
Men, men, men. 2.5 men.
Three.
Is it the 2.5 men?
I'm like, 3 and 3.
The look
quarters?
On your face was killer. She goes like, yes.
Well, I was so confused.
It kind of paralyzed
like,
her for a second.
Okay. Okay.
You asshole, she said. All right. This one's a very, very difficult one. I think I'm going to get my other point.
Uh-oh.
Let's find out in 3, 2, 1. And
Little House on the Prairie.
No.
Oh, I know what it is, damn it. Damn it. I know it now.
Shut up.
Yeah.
8 is enough?
No.
It is. I don't know.
Good night, John Boy.
It's the Waltons. That's yes. Oh, I knew it once. I was like, damn it.
Too bad you don't get any
punch. Are we giving Paul a stumper?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Paul's stumpy.
Okay.
I am stumpy. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Lisa.
Growing pains.
No.
Damn it.
Oh. Okay.
Did we do that one?
No.
Okay. Ah!
A time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life.
No.
Facts of Life?
No.
You just said that.
Oh.
I go down the bend. There were times
when you need a sun.
Okay, this is a stab in the dirt.
Living your life.
Oh. Perfect Strangers?
No.
Oh.
WKRP.
Damn it.
Oh.
Who's the boss?
Oh.
Mr. Carlin.
Makes more sense because WKRP has WKRP in it.
Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Okay, that was the stumper.
Up and down that dial.
I misread. Who's the boss?
Yes. Who's the boss? Yeah.
It was Alyssa Milano before she was legal.
Is that the last one?
That is it, unless we want to try it.
What's the prize for Daryl?
This one.
And you got a
3.
Yeah.
You got 2, one in the chamber?
Oh.
Okay. I do, but it's going to... Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Show me that smile.
Yes.
That's the growing pains.
That's correct. Okay. Oh,
the growing job. Pains.
The growing pains.
The growing pains.
The growing pains.
The.
Show me that
smile. And this is one I screwed up on. And it's...
Oh, this is a WKRP.
There
that's
you go.
That's your whole thing. Play it out.
Yeah.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever came of me.
There we are.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
There you go. We're living on the
Cincinnati,
air.
Cincinnati, WKRP.
What a show that was. What a meet.
Can we get a tally?
Yes.
Miss Tally Lady.
Oh my gosh. We were going to just like fade it out with the
Okay,
singing.
Lisa is the Les Nessman. I'm the Jennifer.
Right? Right.
You're,
so that was a good one.
I'm Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever.
Yes.
And you're?
She's
no,
Les.
Just because you like rules.
Oh, I thought I would be Hot Latulahan or whatever her name was. Okay, Daryl is the winner with 15. Shelley has 10. Lisa got 8. And Paul had 5 stumps.
That's well good. Done. 5 stumps is good
yeah
to come in
yes
with.
Oh my
nice
gosh. Great variety, Paul.
That was very cool. Very cool.
I love it.
That was great. That was a lot
okay
of fun.
Okay, yeah. Well, that. Thank you again, Paul. And we will be back with our Witchy Wow.
Witchy Wow.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy and free.
Happy days.
These days are ours.
Share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right. It can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. With talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Is that WKRW?
Yeah, I thought I'd keep with the wow thing.
WKWOW.
All right, okay guys, it's the wow time, and this is one of our favorite segments of the show. We all get to do a certain thing. We get pets, we get stupid criminals, and we get a little music in there, a little bit of knowledge of everything that's important to all of us. So with no further ado, who would like to go first?
I can go first. Mine is Dumb Criminals this week, and they're both really, really short, so I decided to do 2.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Ohio man accused of freeing animals during a pet store break-in. A pet store break-in turned into a bizarre scene when an Ohio man allegedly smashed kennels and set loose dogs, birds, ferrets, rabbits, and gerbils. Columbus police arrived at the Hilliard Shopping Center early on July 9th, this must have been last year, to find animals roaming free inside and outside the store. Authorities managed to round up the escapees, but the strangest twist came an hour later when the suspect was apprehended. With several gerbils reportedly in his pants.
No!
They're eating the pets, folks.
That's so tickly.
It's so tickly.
Where was it?
In his pants.
It was in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yes, they're
in his pants.
The gerbils were in his pants.
They were. Okay.
That's not where they go.
Was it Richard Gere?
Was it Richard Gere? Daryl, you remember that, bro. That's you remember a hostile that story environment. About Richard Gere?
Yes.
I was really upset by that whole thing when he was just like letting them go because I was like, what if the dog ran into the street? But then when I was like, the gerbils
he smuggled
pants,
some gerbils in his pants.
Okay.
Are those gerbils or are you just happy to see me?
Focus on the positive.
Right. Yes.
Okay. This one is traffic stop leads to drugs found in a hilariously labeled bag. Now, this one's more of a visual, but I will read it, but it did make me LOL.
Okay.
Laugh out loud. Portland police got more than they bargained for during a routine traffic stop Tuesday night, uncovering a stolen car, cash, a loaded revolver, and a bag boldly labeled, definitely not a bag full of drugs. Which, of course, was full of drugs. Inside, officers found fentanyl and meth totaling over 10 grams, resulting in a mix of charges. And, it has a picture of it, and it's funny.
Don't look here. This isn't a bag of drugs.
I think that guy might have methed up with that.
He totally methed up.
This certainly is not a bag of drugs.
I was reading that, and I went, and then I was like, I guess I got to do that one if I actually laughed. So there is
who would suspect?
Right. The police are just like, oh, no, we don't need to look into here.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, right?
Okay. That was great, Lisa.
Thanks.
I'm going to do music next, if you don't mind. Guess who? Well, you don't have to guess. You've been guessing all day. I'll just tell you. The oldest touring music acts this year. In 2025, these acts are all still touring.
The Stones.
Beach Boys.
Oh.
Temptations. Mm. Willie Nelson. He's in his 90s.
Good Lord.
The Eagles. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Okay, so guess what year the Red Hot Chili Peppers were established?
1969.
No.
1983.
Close.
Metallica was established in 1981. The Pixies were established in 1986. Def Leppard, some of my faves, great musical acts that are touring. What is that called? A live show.
Yeah.
Hey, kids. Def Leppard was established in 1977.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Britain.
Oh.
Yeah. The Cure, 1978.
Wow.
The B-52s were established in 1976.
That guy's been depressed since 1978.
Yes. And then our last episode, Our House.
Uh-huh.
The band Madness was established in 1979.
Nice. Wow.
There you go. Old acts. Guess what?
Still hitting it.
It doesn't matter how old you are, just do it.
Okay.
Right on. Well, they're still doing it.
I love
it. May need to learn how to play some musical instruments, but just do it. If they have the stamina, I can go out and get the mail.
Perfect.
So we're going to go back real quick to the question we had earlier about Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
So he did perform Different Strokes songs, the Facts of Life song.
He sang it or he wrote it?
He sang them.
Oh.
He sang those
Wait,
songs.
No, he didn't the sing facts of life. The Facts of Life. That was a woman.
Oh. Was that Nat Carter?
No,
that was
unless his voice was really high.
You take the good, you take the bad.
I believe he wrote it.
Alan
Thicke,
and I'm not... Okay, you're right. Anyway, yes. So
okay.
He's got involved with the whole 70s, 80s.
And that's why his son is musical now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was scandalous.
He was scandalous. Yeah.
So, Robin?
Okay.
Just want to close the loop on that. We said
close it. Thank you. We did. I totally forgot.
The loop is still a little open, but thank you for some clarification.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Nice. All right, I got pets this week, so I thought I'd go
animals.
With the animals. Yeah. Animals, pets, animals, yeah. I thought I'd go with the theme of the show. So speaking of one that came up that was one of my favorite, Married with Children. Mm-hmm. They had two dogs. Everybody thought they only had the one, but they had two dogs. Buck was the original.
Yeah.
And he was a Briard.
He talked.
Well,
he could hear his thoughts.
Yeah, he could hear his thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lucky, an American Cocker Spaniel. were used
Cocker Spanish Girl,
yeah, were used on the sitcom Married with Children. Buck, the original dog, a Briard portrayed by a dog actor named Michael, who was trained by Steve Ritter. I don't know why they had to tell that.
Okay.
And then Lucky, introduced as Buck's reincarnation after Bucky's death 10 seasons later, requamed? What's that word?
Reclaimed?
I can't. Where
were
you at?
Right here. R-E-Q.
Requiem,
yeah. For dead Briard. Lucky was an American Cocker Spaniard girl. But yeah, I forgot that they did have the other dog. But
yeah,
everybody always thinks they just had the one dog.
I don't remember any dogs on that show.
I do.
Yeah, he was always on the couch.
Like, he was like the only one who had any sense in the whole thing.
He was,
that's
seriously.
Right.
Yeah,
he's like, this family is totally screwed. I'm out of here.
Okay, uh-huh. And the son's name was Bud, right?
Yeah.
Bud.
Okay, so Buck and Lucky sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah. Oh,
Buck and Lucky.
Bud Lucky.
Okay.
But yeah, that was that one. So I thought, yeah, kind of fun.
TV-themed animals.
Yeah. Yep, yes, you. See there.
Well, mm-hmm. You guys, if you just can't get enough of this, you know what? If you can't get enough of us, go on Patreon because there might be a little something special there. But next week, we might have Paul with us again.
Ooh.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
Scandal. To find out.
Stay tuned and stay witchy, my friends.
Stay tuned and stay bitchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season of.